Enjoy this episode of Low Moon Origins.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Assuming you're willing to assume that you have your alter ego.
I do
to,
believe last time I did say I was going to seek out a very understanding healer.
Yeah, as long as you're willing to have a new, knowledgeable person in your life. Somebody who knows about that.
Should I go ahead and have my...
Okay.
No, as soon as you have enough experience, you roll your own points. So if you made a level during the bazaar, and you got enough experience for your level, you can add your new hit points now.
I don't know how to do that. I do weird stuff with my hit points.
I'll get all that once I get all my dragon. I only have 14 out of 40 so far, so it's going to be a while.
Okay, so but did you add your defense?
I'm going to roll 4, you ready? God, I'm kidding.
But I didn't
that doesn't count. That counts!
I just realized I didn't have a good
position. I do have one heal.
D8.
So that's what you're doing in the presentation.
But I only have 35 hit points.
Just wait 10 more minutes.
Yes. Oh my
God. Kendra, you've never been a 15th level because every time I get really close, he stinking level drains me. I've been level drained 4 times since I've been playing this character.
But as soon as you get this last hour of training, then
he's going to level drain me. Yeah, then I need a restoration. I've actually made
so wait, you train for 15 months and then you can restore it with 6 months. That would be amazing.
That would be
amazing. You mean like
does anyone prefer to have that
happen to very powerful? Yeah, you have to finish your training first.
Like very extremely powerful.
Yes, Arden.
I don't know how to do my hit points.
Okay. What did you go up at?
6. Cleric.
Just cleric?
Yeah.
So you roll a D8 divided by 2.
Okay.
Right. Did you already have 6 thief?
Yes.
So you just, that's it. D8.
But I have my Hardy Wanderer to be for proficiency.
Okay.
I don't know what it does.
Okay. D8 divided by 2 plus 1.
Got it.
Do you have a combo?
4.
No, sure. He already got it when he got his other level.
Yeah. I have the most points in my party.
Okay, so what's now 4-4-2-1?
He's a con negative.
I do not have a con negative.
Damage bonus.
But
I
got
6.
Right, because you have a wisdom bonus.
So it's
your wisdom bonus as 2 to first level, so that makes that 6.
I'm up 52 minutes in.
2 to second level, so that makes that 6 now instead of 5. So this is 6.
Don't worry about it, still be solid.
This is now 6 instead of 5. They don't all change every level.
It's over 140.
And then
yes.
Third level,
it's the
highest get one extra.
So it's got
1800.
I have a 19.
3 plus 1 is 4. And then 4 plus 4 is...
Yes, so C6 or D4 is that type of hit.
Aaron, so you have 1. The character doesn't look crazy enough.
He's not supposed to. He can cast a spell and permanently alter his own appearance.
We need to do that for everything else.
I only use 11 of my
points. Straight points.
Good job.
What's your ego?
Yes.
Yes.
You might be able to do that with strength.
A reaction. A reaction
Eventually,
okay.
I will copy
everything.
Not
fall.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody roll a natural 20?
No, I rolled a me. Yeah.
Okay.
What are they rolling?
Natural 20.
Yeah. Everyone rolled a d20.
Oh, sorry. Again?
If you roll a natural first, if you roll a natural 20, then you are arriving at in the first batch.
I got
Athena, Charlotte, Jasmine, you're over. So the four of you arrive all at the door to the Queen's private chambers at the same time.
Did you want to approve these?
Yep.
Are they all checked?
Hopefully checked. You'll get ascending because, well, I already checked.
No, you don't get ascending. It takes care of that.
I have a question.
My goodness.
All
right. Well, I'll see if I save you again when you get caught.
Yeah,
okay. Not anything too
I have
crazy.
A question. There's something written on my character sheet. It says one red vial with something.
That says something.
I got it from the shop at that one place that I was.
Yeah. Yeah. So you got a red vial.
Oh, yeah.
There's a potion.
Well, nobody should
have something there.
Oh, Jesus.
There is that. Oh, we rubber.
No.
Edit.
Of course you are.
No, he said he didn't know.
Much like many things, wrong is of no consequence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something happens.
Are we playing Brunson?
He's
a
jerk.
No, he's not.
That's why he's a jerk.
New Heights is a church that believes in reaching new heights in Jesus. Everyone's on a journey. Let's all work together to take the next step.
Do you know what the item is? Are you going to be able to remember it?
Oh, yeah, I
remember
what it was.
Okay. I don't know
what it is. Are you playing both?
I think it's a snakehead.
Just playing man.
I'm pretty sure it's a snakehead.
Okay.
Because that's what you were thinking of.
Although I should have
we talked about it.
Because then I could put all that experience on my own side.
Okay. So it was Safina, Charlotte, Janny, and Jasmine, right?
Yes.
All got 20s. You all arrive at the Queen's door. There's no one standing outside the door. The door is closed. You're in the Palace of Dulan. This is a big, beautiful stone structure. It has very limited damage. There's almost no damage left over from the earthquake at all. Okay? None of you know her, right? None of you know why she would expressly send for you. Right. Now, Charlotte could expect that she might be sending to you to sway her vote, sway your vote. Of course, you just voted, so that won't actually work. But she wouldn't know that. And you're just one landholder of 329, so you're pretty unlikely that she would. So you're not sure why she's summoning you, all right? So, Athena, you came with the delegation. Well, somebody in your delegation is much more important than you are. And actually, you tend to keep your head, stay pretty low key, so it's pretty weird. Now, she may remember you from back in the day. You were traveling with them when they picked her up. So, in fact, I think you might have even saved her life once. So you might actually have a reason to be there. So maybe she just wants to reminisce. But then these guys all show up at the same time. So you have, the pictures are how people basically actually look with their stylized, I understand that, but. So Charlotte is a redheaded woodsman type. Janny is a young teenage girl with a staff, maybe scary looking stick, basically. And Jasmine is the beautiful, sinister, elven looking, kind of beautiful.
Sinister?
The four of you all kind of come walking up the door at the same time, not knowing each other, except obviously Charlotte knows Janny, and no one knows that being. No one knows Jasmine. There you go.
Charlotte?
Janny and Charlotte. She says, what's up, Charlotte?
You were talking to us.
I got it, yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you get told?
Just for the year, I just kind of assumed that something to do with the building.
I think it's
stupid. Yeah. The picture says it.
Yes. I got told to do it. I just stole this person, yeah. So I was like, okay. What the heck?
He said it didn't fit, and then I showed him the picture.
The two of them begin to reminisce in the hallway, or is that the end? Jasmine doing anything during that time?
I guess we'll find out. I'm just listening to their conversation.
For more Low Moon materials, check us out on fogandmoonbook.com.
It's the flower on the fly on the wall. What's Jasmine doing?
Waiting.
Okay. Jasmine waits patiently by the queen's door. No one knocks. No one goes in. Anything like that?
Group two.
Okay. Does anyone roll a 19?
I'm good.
Okay. Theon shows up. You see Janny and Charlotte, whom you recognize, Athena and Jasmine, whom you do not, and they're all sort of standing there. Janny and Charlotte are chit-chatting. The other two are just sort of like hanging out. What do you do?
I'll walk up to the door.
Okay. He walks past the four of you, steps up in front of the door.
You can't do that.
And I will stare at Janny and knock on it.
Okay.
You can't.
He knocks on the door.
Like so aggressively, it's so.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not so rapidly.
Yes, he's got delicate
quiet
open.
And he's only this tall.
Yes, he is 4 foot tall.
He's got to be careful about his.
Oh my goodness, you're like almost as tall as Kendra.
Almost.
I know.
Don't worry, Kendra. The mini gross. What's it, man?
Look at his cheeks.
Okay.
Okay.
He's not used to that. So
he got redder.
The door opens. No, and the funny thing is, we've gone around and around.
Even the gnomes call me.
I want to.
He's gonna explain it.
Yes, the gnomes call me diminutive.
You stand it up when you want to.
The gnomes.
Okay. The door opens. Celia is standing in the door.
We have an extra one.
Okay. Thinking this has a flag.
Does everyone have a flag?
It's a secret.
That's your flag.
Okay.
No, because Alicia just gave it to
me. This will be more important tomorrow, but you should get used to it now.
Okay, we do need another one, I guess. Alicia doesn't know how to count.
There was two under hers. On this table.
Okay. Yep.
Stand it up when you want to.
Never give up.
Okay, so the mechanic of the flags will be more important tomorrow than it is today. It'll be especially important tomorrow night when we get back together to have our big combat, if it turns out to be that everyone survives that long. But if you have, so if you keep your flag laying down, if you stand your flag up, then that will be an indicator to me that you have something specific you need to add before the story can continue, or before I can continue to narrate, or whatever. And you're going to basically, if you're going to interfere at that point, then you put your flag up. When we're in combat, we'll roll initiative, and then you'll all have your flag up. And then when I say, you know, 9, 8, 7, when we hit your initiative, you will act. Then when I get down to the bottom, if we get to 0 and your flag is still up, then that's when you'll act, because you missed your initiative. Okay, and I'll say, hey, why, you know, you haven't gone here, or if you're holding your action, you can 5, and you're holding your action, just leave your flag up. You say, but then, you don't have to tell me I'm holding my action at that point. You just leave your flag up, and if I get down to 3, then you say, okay, in 3, now I want to do something. My initial was actually 5, but I've been holding since 5, and then 3, I'm doing this. Like that. So it's going to be a mechanic, so I know it's coming. Right now, you can have your flag laying down unless you're going to interfere with the storyline, because we're just role playing, we're not doing any combat or anything like that. Okay. At least hopefully not. You never know. Yeah. Put that laid down. Unless you're going to interfere with the story. Okay. All right, so fine.
You should always have your flag
up. Right? And so, the door opens. Celia's there. Celia is. She's young and beautiful. She's probably 14, 15 years old, you would guess. She's about a foot taller, almost a foot and a half taller than you are. she does not look down on you, though. When she curtsies, her head almost comes down to your level. She steps back and motions for you. And she says, you must be Theon.
Yes.
Thanks,
Celia. I am. Thank you so much for coming to this. It's a relatively urgent matter that I would speak to you about. And she steps aside. Please enter.
I will take my way in. Did I ever get the chance to buy nice clothing?
Yes.
Okay.
You assume you dress nicely.
Okay.
Okay. So when you enter, you see this is a large chamber. It's like 20 by 40. So it's easily as big as this room. Okay. And there are couches that line one whole wall, and then she's lined up basically red, look like velvet chairs made of oak, nice chairs. I mean, these are probably a gold piece at least chairs. maybe more. And there's room for about 20 people or so to sit in the room. And then there's a little podium at the end of the room that someone might speak to said gathered crowd. It looks like she's set up for a press conference, not that you would know what that is. Okay. And so you are in the room. The four of you see Theon walk in, and you hear footsteps coming down the hall. What do you do?
Step up to the door.
I walk in.
Step in. Septina walks in. You walk in. All right. You come in. She says, come in. She says, you can sit anywhere.
I'll take the front.
You are Septina. I remember you. Thank you so much for coming. Janny, right?
Yeah. Thank
you. You're welcome. Hey, Jasmine. Thank you.
If you're interested in growing spiritually, check out our New Heights Fellowship Baptist Church of East Toledo podcast on your Alexa-enabled device.
I do my research. I'll explain it all in time. There should be several others coming.
I bow. I feel very uncomfortable.
She curtsies back. Okay. Just sit in here. All right? 18. Any 18s? 17s? 16s. Okay? So at 16, Alandis and Victor arrive.
Glad you rolled. Gee. What a surprise.
The door is open. No conversation coming from within. But as the two of you stroll up the door, you see Lady Celia standing just inside, and you see the back of a beautiful, looks like maybe Elvin's the tip of one ear woman walking into the room.
With me. Okay. If it doesn't work, I'll just kick you out.
You've been kicked out of better places than this. Oh, yeah. All right, so the two of you stroll in. Lord Victor, thank you so much for coming.
And walk over and kiss her hand.
Okay.
Happy to see you again. And do some care keeping my son in love.
That's the nature of our conversation. Okay. Please come in. You are.
Long friend of
Lord Victor. Oh, excellent. The more the merrier.
Hope you don't mind that he invited him to come along.
Are you a bard?
Yes.
I guess by the loop. We're waiting for the others to arrive. Perhaps you would like to entertain us for a few moments.
I'd be more than happy to.
You can take the stage if you want.
Any particular requests?
Now, just something soft and maybe a little somber.
Okay.
So you, the two of you move in, I presume. 15. 14. Okay. Mazor arrives.
Before I get there.
Yes?
I'm going to use clairvoyance to see into the room.
Okay.
And then I'm going to. So, if I know where someone is, but I can't see them, can I target them with
invisibility? Well, if you have clairvoyance, you can see them. And using clairvoyance, you can target them with sign invisibility.
And then if I were to stop using clairvoyance?
You would still be targeting them.
Okay. I'm going to use clairvoyance, target everyone except for the queen. Can't do that.
Double your dice.
And
hit. No, it
does. Oh, okay.
I'm just going to mess up all of them.
There goes the queen head.
Okay. Alright.
And then I'll enter the room.
Alright. You step up to the doorway. She's just standing just inside. Alandis is just reaching the stage, getting out his. You going to play loop?
Yep.
Okay. Getting out his loop. He's just tuning it up a little bit. He's got a little fork thing here. And everyone else is seated, I presume?
I'm standing.
Interacting with anyone else?
Nope. I'm just watching the rest of them. I'm silently chatting with
Jenny.
I'll sit next to Jasmine. I'm going to go up with some penis because I haven't seen her in.
Yes.
I was concerned.
Since the Southern Capital.
Which disappeared.
Yeah. You knew that she escaped, but you haven't seen it. You were wrapped up in part of the conflict in the Southern Capital. There was basically a plotting war taking place there, and a wizard had come in, was taking rule of the city, and so on. You had actually you've been flying across the city and have been attacked by two other dragons and had to go down and hide. And after that point in time, you had to basically slip out of the city quietly, and they were busy wrapped up doing other things. Then you wound up back in the capital. That's how you wound up with Marcus's group to come here. Okay? All right. Anyway, so you reminisce over that. So glad to see you didn't die when those dragons attacked you. Okay. Right? And Bezor enters the room. You see this gentleman dressed up like that. You notice that when he enters the room, though he gives slight deference to the queen, she does not seem to notice him at all. She completely ignores him.
He also has a crown.
For a moment. Okay? So we were, what was your number?
14.
13? You. Alright? Yeah. You are right on the heels of Bezor.
In a clean white suit.
In a clean white suit. Alright.
Only moments down before. Moments before.
Did we get so you enter the room.
I go in 9, stop. Wherever you're at.
You see all of those who are gathered here. Athena's here. That's nice to see. Chatting with Victor. Alandis, have you ever met Alandis?
Nice and slow. No.
He's before your time.
I draw Yandling things.
No, just different group.
Oh, okay. All right, and so then you begin to play. Mm-hmm. You play a song that's somewhat somber. Do you want to try to charm anyone in the room while you're playing?
No.
Okay. Aww.
Right?
When he starts playing, like when he actually starts getting him to play for like 5-10 seconds, I'll pull out a chair and like drop my ukulele. Really, oh, I do love this song.
Okay. Jasmine, who's not other.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.
Otherwise engaged, notices the queen's kind of look surprised when Bezor says, "I do love this song," and she turns her head, surprised by his comment.
That's like.
Okay. Song plays, somber music fills the room.
Enjoy this episode of Lomun Origins.
Wonderful somber music. He's a good musician. Not a squeak of a string.
Yeah.
It resonates off the walls.
God.
Leon strolls in, I presume.
I stop and I greet the queen. I use my etiquette.
Thank you so much for coming.
It is my honor to be here.
Well, that remains to be seen, but I appreciate the gesture. Please come in. I'm sorry I don't have any mead or ale.
Plenty to be had out there.
We've been subsidizing the cost of alcohol throughout the city.
Oh, and you got a bar? It's excellent.
Yes, well, that was unintentional, but seems to be working out. It sways a little to the music. Okay. Alright, what are we at? 12? Are we at 12? 11? 11s are. The Paladins.
Twinkies?
Ron and Pedro.
Paladins. Did we get all three or is it just do a Patley force?
They kicked out the door.
Not yet.
Jay?
They kicked out the door.
All right, the two of you stroll up to the door. You see quite a gathering developing in here. All kinds of odd characters. One of them wearing a crown. And then also the queen has a crown. Okay. Greet her, make niceties, and go in. Tens. Nines.
Me.
Okay. Lorelai, you've arrived. You see quite a gathering of people in there. Most of your friends are here. A couple missing yet. But, and then some people you don't recognize. Oh, you see Theon, the guy who cast the nap spell.
That's been a long time.
At Marcus' request, he put the spells back.
Huh? Yeah.
She looks younger than maybe Lorelai.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Do I notice Lorelai walking in, or is my back to her?
No, you can notice.
I will.
The back to the chair.
I will greet her with a fold-out chair.
Okay.
Next one.
Oh, yeah. Pulls out a chair for you next time.
Chips the chair. She goes, yeah.
I'm just going to stand.
Okay.
Look, it's up to you.
She just motions off the chair and stands to the side.
One of the odd things, if anyone looks at Lorelai, like really looks at her, her eyes are very weird color. They're actually metallic silver color.
Metal flake.
Yeah.
There's a couple of other eye colors if people pay attention to that sort of thing. Like gray.
I guess I'll write age in pencil too.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
I put my level in pencil.
That seems to be a trend. Okay?
I'm just kind of surveying the room and standing off to the side.
Well, as indicated by the pictures on the tables, it's quite a motley crew.
Yeah.
Eight. Seven. Six.
Nine.
Six. The fastest moving of all of you shows up.
He took an extra lap around the country.
Yes. The courier was like totally out of breath by the time he caught up to him. Alright, you arrive at the door.
I seem to have developed a shadow.
Master Ren, thank you so much for coming.
My pleasure.
I didn't get that.
Edwidge sends his greetings.
Just wait until somebody needs heals. Yeah,
right.
Oh. You've got a nice gesture from
you'll probably Leo, be right? here, but he was running an errand.
I mean, take what you get, I guess.
Okay. All right.
Is Leon still holding out the chair?
No, he just tipped it in her direction and then she nudged it off. So.
Successful.
You notice that you walk in the room and you notice all the chairs are perfectly neatly in a row, even the ones that people are sitting in. But you do notice that one of the chairs next to Leon is just 10 degrees out of position.
I will take that chair and straighten it.
Okay. All right, sit down. Red takes the chair next to Leon and straightens it back into position.
And then he sits in.
Correct. Yes, he sits in. Yes.
I just have a question. How is this?
What do you think this is about?
There's chairs.
Rows of chairs.
Okay.
I'm set up like a press conference. Rows of chairs facing a podium with it. With about two steps around the podium, which has Landis on it playing tunes on the lute, and then there are couches on the wall.
James, that's
the
whole thing.
You didn't put a spot for structural damage. I added it.
No one said
that.
Thank you,
I will
make
those. Pesor moves to one of the couches and puts the speed up for
real. Oh my god. I'm just going to walk past the door and just stay outside. Just, like, I can't do this.
Well, he shouldn't be alive.
So, well, we're just about to get started.
Resets the clock,
we're just standing here.
It's raised dead.
It's raised dead.
Wait for your move.
Right, what about my brother?
Okay,
listen. I ask for him to come. If he doesn't come, maybe he's
I would
right.
like to do two things.
Okay.
The first of two, I will go to Bezor. All
right.
And just stand next to him and say quietly, I appreciate that this is how you act all the time. Can you just, for half an hour, pull yourself together?
Wait, who hears that?
He puts his feet down on the floor, sits up, and crosses his arms.
Bezor. Please.
Well, press your luck. He's pulling himself together right now.
This is a lot of work.
Okay. I think you and I are going to bond over this because you do that and I do that a lot with you.
I shake it off. Sorry, I didn't know there were like rules to these kind of things. She asked for me to come here. I understand. This is the
Queen-ish.
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 Not wearing a crown.
This doesn't make
the
you crown
is
not
the royal. Please,
the queen elect.
Tommy, what did you roll?
This is
okay, you hear him coming, his feet step, footsteps coming down the hall, you look out, you see he's coming, she's about to shut the door.
I've got to smack her hand.
Okay.
Can I not let her do that? Because that's what
seriously?
I'm doing.
You're not close enough. Okay. She pulls her hand back so you don't smack her, and then Deerwood steps out in the doorway.
I'm glad I'm talking, because I don't have to hurt these people.
Please, come in.
Oh, I'm just serving them.
Not at all,
I'm busy.
Deerwood steps in. You notice that you think there was a tense moment between Janny and the Queen to be right before he stepped in.
I'm gonna just kind of like usher Janny away from her.
Okay. He grabs her elbow. Come on, here. Your big brother is guiding you out of trouble.
Where's Janny?
Yes.
Okay. Secondly.
Okay. Secondly.
I'll take Janny aside for a second.
Okay. So he comes over like he's got. He wants to talk to Janny.
I'm just watching all
of this. I wouldn't mind having a word.
Yes, they seem young. It strikes me that they're young. Yes, ma'am.
Charlotte's going to tell her party to sit down. Okay. And be quiet.
Besides the elves, I'm trying to.
Charlotte stands up and she says, she looks in the direction of Deerwood and Janny and Theon and she says, will you sit
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Theon.
She came with the first of us.
I'm gonna.
Okay. Then you sit back down and.
He is well.
But that's the end of it.
Yeah.
Okay. She sits down. The queen strolls in front of the room. She's shut the door.
I'll take a seat in the front.
Okay. She catches Alanis's view and kind of goes like this. I come to you with an urgent need. I know that you are all heroes in your own right. You've done much to thwart evil across Earth. And now I face one of the most dire circumstances. At that point, there's not a door.
I'll walk over and get it. I'll walk over and get it.
Okay, Lorelai was already up. You go to the door. Yep. The door opens.
Okay. I will walk up to the queen and relay the message.
This is a telephone game. Something's going to get messed up.
Oh, boy.
It's all downhill from here.
She puts her hand over her mouth and turns away.
Is Bono in this room?
No.
No Bono? Jake?
Is that a good thing?
Oh, he did it to me.
Such a loving wife.
He'll walk it off.
He'll walk it off.
She clears her throat and she says, she steps back up onto the podium and she says, it continues.
This is not.
There is a legend of my people. Mm-hmm. That he who completes the trial of the ancients will become the Oedipus Tanai, the destroyer of worlds. My husband, Victor, completed this trial and saved my life when I had been sacrificed by my mother to appease the great beast. Now, it appears that my husband's temper, whenever it flares, or even his anxiety, which, of course, you can imagine there is a considerable amount of that with the coming of the coronation, he destroys utterly one person at a time.
You see Lorelai's face go.
I have just been informed that the most recent victim is Marcus Apollonius.
That explains Lorelai's face.
Earlier today, a sorcerer, I believe some of you know him, Vernon, the mage, fell victim to the same fate.
Could at least get his name right.
Even now, my husband has been, we've been drugging him to keep the effect from spreading. Rumors abound of a demonic cult throughout the city that's been making people disappear, but no one's going to believe that happened to Marcus Apollonius or Vernon. Both of them were far too powerful to let something like that happen.
Okay. Sorry. Just some mistakes, small mistakes in barter sales. It's his name is Brunson Turner. I apologize.
Brunson?
Yes.
What's better? Turner. Thank you. Childish.
Just to clarify. He looks like a troll, right?
That's rude.
No,
I mean he was ugly.
Okay. Okay. Just to make sure we're talking about the same guy.
You? Throw this flag away.
We get a half match.
I am without
hope in this circumstance is my parents, who had come to Doolan to advise me in matters pending the coronation, have abandoned me. They left earlier today. They know more about these legends than I do. I didn't know who else to turn to. Whether it's those who saved me initially.
You can download our app in the App Store. The app is called Life, the number 4, Toledo. Life for Toledo.
Believe those who are, in some sense, my husband's real family and actual family. Or the heroes of Jakto, which everyone says are able to prevail when they should not. I can't offer you much, really, anything. Unless the coronation happens, I don't have much. The clothes on my back, a few key allies. That's about it. If the coronation happens, if we manage to put an end to the disappearances, if we stop my husband's malady from destroying all of us, then I may be able to bless you in some way. I know the legend, but only sparsely. I can share with you what I can. Perhaps Valandis can further elaborate if he knows more. Did you have something?
Yeah, actually, that's my name.
Yes.
The village of Terramon. The entourage met there.
Yes.
Were you with him?
Yes.
When did this begin?
Just a few days ago. I think it was the anxiety of the coronation that began to provoke the problem. But the truth is, it may have begun at the test when he succeeded. As he becomes a man, his power will grow. It's basically disintegration.
So, your husband is how old?
Yeah,
15.
15.
And, so, he plans to disintegrate people because you're supposed to be...
He doesn't plan to do it, it's just happening.
Out of reach.
He's out of control of his own.
I think it's more anxiety. He's not angry, right? Truth is, right now, we're keeping him pretty doped up. My mother gave me a potion that will last for several days, and I've been giving him a sip every hour or so.
Why don't
you can see him. I can bring him in. He's in my chambers.
Well, has anybody...
But it would be a slight risk.
Has anybody attempted to see if he is possessed by something?
I believe my mother did.
There was a strong demonic presence in Caramel. It killed most of us.
I'm aware of the stories. We did not experience it during our time there. Mind you, the barons were present and they brought quite an entourage. The small town of Caramore, which is 50 in population, housed 10,000 that week.
Two things going back to the time that we met. During the trial, I don't know that anyone else was there or close enough to hear, but I believe at one point during the completion or near there, I did hear him speak the words, I have become the destroyer of worlds.
That's the common translation.
How do you plan for us to stop this?
Likewise.
Well, as I said, I know the ancient legend only sparsely. I've been trying to do some research, but the problem is it's a legend. The last time what we are now experiencing happened was 5,000 years ago.
Yermuid, have you heard anything about this destroyer of worlds legend?
Not to my knowledge.
Atlantis has the ability to use legend lore. You can roll percentile dice and see if you've heard the legend. I think your chance is 35%.
Do you have any books on this matter?
I do not. I'm not sure that any of this.
Well, Monster will help me out of yours. Is the destroyer world considered a monster?
you know enough to know of a people like what she's talking about. Mm-hmm. You recognize certain traits from her being, like, she's clearly human, not elven or whatever, but very, very fair skin. Her age doesn't line up with, like, how her stature, how she carries herself, her prominence. So she could be a member of a secret, of a race that in theory doesn't really exist, but appears in legends. And essentially they are, offsprings of the gods and that kind of thing. And people kind of think maybe they have dragon blood or like dragon lords or whatever, but the truth is they are their own race. These kinds of legends of them having ancient trials that, there's a bunch of them, but you don't recognize the one she's talking about.
Okay.
And no songs, I mean, talking about way too long ago, or too private people. Anyway, she says, let me tell you the story as I know it. 5,000 years ago, the first destroyer of the worlds, the first and, as our history records it, the only other person to successfully complete the task and to overcome the ancient beast. A man named Hesiban, who it translates to the odd boy. It was the young man in the village that people sort of wrote off. As you may recall, and some of you know, and some of you don't, because you've never met me before, my people are like me, if they are female, and like my father, if they are male. My father is very strong, very virile, big. At 12, they can wrestle a very young dragon. They're very physically capable individuals. And we, of course, mate and produce fine offspring. Anyway, Hesiban Poo completed the task and became the destroyer of worlds. Because at the time, everyone thought was great. And Hesiban Poo became revered as a wise man amongst our people and so on. However, some months later, when Hesiban Poo began to become more of a man, his anxiety, his anxiousness, maybe people had forgotten his greatness, and he was looked down on, whatever, and suddenly people began to disappear, akin to what we are experiencing today. At that time, there was a Donalai sorcerer. The Donalai are a race that died out maybe 3,000-4,000 years ago. None still exist. They're like mice, but intelligent. 3-4 inches tall, very gray, brown, black. He was a sorcerer. And he had an artifact staff. And he came having heard what was taking place in the village, and he cast a spell.
Thank you.
Concocted a brew, and between the two was able to heal Hesiban Poo. And Hesiban was normal, had the normal anxiety, anger, hatred, or whatever of his age.
You can download our app in the App Store. The app is called Life, the number 4, Toledo. Life 4 Toledo.
But people stopped disappearing. He was able to establish control over his powers, and our people were saved. Since we were the only ones there, we were the only ones dying. Now all kinds of people are dying, disappearing, as it were, starting to understand.
concerned. You see, the legend doesn't do us much good because the Dalai, whatever secrets they may have had to spare Asit and Hu, died out with them. And they no longer exist.
I don't know if that's totally accurate. Queen, if I may, would you happen to know the name of this Dalai?
No.
Well, they're not gone. We met a Dalai on Elven Plain of Water.
Are you talking about Precipice?
Precipice, yeah.
Lot 5.
Okay. Legends keep indicate that the Dalai died out about 3,000 years ago, the last of their kind. However, you do recall some stories, like spin-off stories and things that talked about them, that what remains just leaving the Earth and trapped, and those are on other planes, secret kind of thing. But there were only a handful of them left, 5 at that time.
Okay, I was about to say, very intelligent mice ran into a stitch.
Yeah.
Can I show you the picture? I have a block, precipice at the locket that you gave me in
Okay. So you pull out the locket that he gave you and you show it to her and she balks at it. So this is the person you met. This is the being you met.
Yeah.
On the little bit of water.
Mm-hmm.
If the Dalai exists, they would preserve the legends. They lived for thousands of years and were powerful in and of themselves. He would know. He would know what the cure might have been.
We have to get to the element in water
and find the...
We do know of the dwelling.
That would be no task at all for my mother to get the element in water, but it's well outside my reach. The only way to get there would be through some connecting place, a portal or a...
We happen to know where
I can plane shift us there. Tomorrow.
We're aware of a portal that can lead you to the elemental plane of water, and it also protects you from any harmful effects of being on that plane.
But what happened to the image that we had to use pass through?
Can we still have, one of us still have that?
I'm pretty sure I was the last one.
Yeah, I would say the last person through still had it, whoever
it was. It was either Charlotte or Adam,
yeah.
Yeah, because we jumped out of the boat.
Right.
I think it was Charlotte.
I think it was Charlotte.
That sounds right to me.
So Charlotte has a mysterious amulet that you now remember the purpose of. Well, that's something. It's a start, but it has to be fast. If she can transport there, does your transport... Well, she'd have to know where in the water to look.
We happen to have a guide there as well. He just has to remember to come get us.
We were greeted by a... So
he walks really slow.
He walks really slow. Yes, on.
I definitely have to go.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.
Because last time I shrunk down and he would like.
Enjoy this episode of Lomoon Origins.
Before I went in there, as I went in there, he wasn't alive at first. And as I went to go into one of the back rooms, I think I opened the door and he came back to life. So I'm not sure if he went back to that form or if he's still down there. And sometimes when I try calling him out when I'm not down there, he doesn't respond. So, I mean, I could look down there when...
Yeah, it's like as if we were there for a long time.
I mean, yeah, but like what I'm trying to say is...
Where was it? Like 3 days.
About
where was the key with the vault?
Under in Warren's vault.
Yeah.
He went to the
southern
Wild Coast.
Wild Coast.
Game would point out the entrance is in the Wild Coast.
In a place we happen to be wanted in.
Yeah. Wanted, huh?
Wanted?
Wanted. Purely coincidence. It's corrupt governance.
Probably wanted now.
Okay.
It's okay. We've been wanted several.
Mm-hmm. It might be possible to plane shift there. Right?
But correct me if I'm wrong.
Andrew with the quips.
Getting there, we can get there, but isn't there like harmful things every plane has that Yeah, like especially the elemental ones.
Like you can't usually breathe.
Brunson mentioned something about that. Or Kernan, Brunson.
Yeah, Brunson.
Plane shift provides you with a certain amount of protection from the negative effects of the plane too. The issue with plane shift versus like if you had a portal to arrive at a certain place, the plane shift will move you to whatever portion of the elemental plane of water connects closest